glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Fred, come on, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad in it because it's not only the day that He has made, but last I checked, Jesus is still Lord, still sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the tomb is still empty, and the cross of Christ still stands. I don't know about you, friend, but that makes me want to rejoice. Here we are. It is, of course, Thursday, July the 25th, 2013. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Yes, here we are, the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So, so good to be spending some time here with you. And, well, today, friend, we are celebrating in the Kroll household a big accomplishment, a year and a half in the making. We finally had a brand new roof put on our house just yesterday. We got a pretty good deal on it, but I still don't like the big bill amount. But regardless, God is still good. We got a brand new roof on our house, and you know, we're trying to do some remodeling here and there, bits and pieces, and this was the biggest chunk, the biggest thing that was going to eat away at our budget right here. And praise God, we paid cash for it, so we've been saving up for it, and it is officially done, signed, sealed, and delivered. So we are celebrating today. That's, we don't have to worry about that. It's not hanging over our heads anymore. So we still got some other remodeling projects here and there, but not as severe financially as the roof. So we praise God for that. So, hey, Fred, I hope that you're having that same excitement for your week. I hope things are going well for you today. Not sure if you have anything planned for tonight, but don't forget there's the Merge Gospel Bible study happening tonight at Judah Christian School, a North Prospect in Champaign, beginning at 6:30. Now, if you're listening and you have not registered yet, there is still time for you to get involved to be part of the Bible study tonight. Just give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and let us know you want to get signed up. Just $20, and that includes the price of the book and other class materials. Now, if you're listening to the rebroadcast program in the evening, obviously the Bible study has already started, but you could still get registered for the next study, which we'll be having on August the 8th. 217-367-7777. Not sure if you had a chance to take a look at the event calendar at our website lately. Coming up Wednesday night, Wednesday of next week, the 31st, you're invited to Music in the Park. Yes, at the Gibson City North Park with Tim Zimmerman and the King's Brass. Concert begins at 7 o'clock, and there's going to be fun food and fellowship beginning at 5:30. Again, Music in the Park with Tim Zimmerman and the King's Brass next Wednesday beginning at 5:30 at the Gibson City North Park, 13th and Church Street in Gibson City, Illinois. Of course, if you want more information on that, all the contact information at our website under Event Calendar, under the Events tab, greatnewsradio.org. Well, our devotion for today will be about hope and encouragement. And we all can use some hope and encouragement every now and then. Amen. So we'll be focusing on that right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I hope and pray that your Thursday is coming along quite well. My name is Joey, and earlier this year, my wife got a phone call that her uncle passed away. Now, they weren't too close, but, you know, they were close enough to where she obviously cried and kind of reflected on his life and the relationship that she had with him and just kind of made you look at life in a different perspective. So earlier this year, after she found out, we went down to Southern Illinois where her family lives and went to the funeral, which was pretty difficult because you get to see all the family members there that knew this individual, that lived, that worked, that dealt with day-to-day stuff each and every day with my wife's uncle. And her uncle was a believer. He was in the Lord. And there we were sitting in the second row. I saw his mother, the age of 85, 90, having to attend the funeral of her own son. I saw the widow. I saw the children. I saw the family members. I saw other individuals that this person has served with in his entire life. Just lines of people. And I began to tear up, and not because I was sad, but because I was happy, because death does not have dominion in the life of the believer. Obviously, when somebody attends a funeral, there's a death in the family. Kind of makes you examine life a little bit, don't it? Makes you examine the way you live and maybe the relationship that you have or don't have with God. But friend, I am so grateful that death does not have dominion in the life of the believer. And the Lord directed me to John chapter 20 as I was just pondering this. In John chapter 20, this was after the fact that Jesus was crucified. People were sad. People were discouraged. People were down in the dumps. Jesus was crucified. He was dead. He was in the tomb. And John chapter 20 talks about how Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and she noticed that the stone which they had back then to cover the entrance of the tomb, that the stone was removed. It was rolled away. And she was confused. She thought, what happened? Somebody has taken my Lord out of the tomb. I mean, this woman is already distraught, already discouraged, already bummed out. Things got bad to worse, all within just a matter of moments, because she thought somebody took the Lord out of the tomb. And we pick up in verse 11 of John chapter 20. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. She wept. She bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They had taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they had put him." At this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. She was already sad, already feeling like to the lowest low emotionally when Jesus died. She was disoriented because she saw Jesus' face, but she didn't think it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener, and she was all confused because she was so discouraged, so sad. She was weeping and she was crying. Friend, do you relate to that today? Do you find yourself being depressed, feeling like there is no hope? For this time of the year, many, many statistics have shown that January is one of the most depressing times of the year. Friend, do you find yourself relating to Mary? Not because somebody had died, but maybe your dreams died, or a relationship has died, or your marriage is dying, and you find yourself weeping and crying. And in the midst of Mary's sorrow, in the midst of Mary's weeping, in the midst of her crying, in the midst of her distraught. Verse 15, Jesus asked her, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? In other words, it's okay. Why are you crying? I'm right here. I'm right here. Why are you crying? Everything is okay. Don't be looking at the situation, but look at the greater picture, because I have risen from the tomb. Death does not have dominion. Who is it that you're looking for? I'm not in there. I'm right here. I overcame death. Jesus was giving her hope in the midst of her situation. And Mary, I love that she thought it was the gardener and she was confused. It says, Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him and I will go get him. And Jesus said to her, Mary. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful verse. He first called her woman. Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for? But in verse 16, he makes it personal. Mary. Maybe it was a way for him just to say her name, so she can snap out of the fog that she was in. And it says that she turned to him and cried out, Teacher, Rabboni! In the midst of her sorrow, in the midst of her sadness, she found hope. She was celebrating. Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 says, You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. Amen. Friend, all this to say, I don't know what you may be struggling with. I don't know what you may be going through. But friend, if you are a child of God, know that the Lord is right next to you, just like he was next to Mary in the midst of her situation. Psalm 147 verse 3 says it the best. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Friend, there is comfort in Jesus today. There is comfort. There is hope. There is true hope and true comfort in Jesus Christ. And he can turn our wailing into dancing.
Human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human. Thank you.
Truly a great, great God, lifting up the name of Jesus on this Thursday. Of course, this is Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time here with you today as we've been focusing on encouragement and hope. And friend, if God has used this station to give you that glimpse of hope, to give you that encouragement in the midst of a season that has been too long or too overwhelming for you, would you encourage us by letting us know how God has used this radio ministry in your life? Feel free to drop us your words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can drop us an email through our website, greatnewsradio.org. At that place, you'll find a way for you to get involved by supporting us prayerfully and also financially as well. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to sit in this seat behind this microphone, spending some time with you today on this Thursday. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, Mark and Jason back in the studio tomorrow, coming up at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.